Hirvonen fik aldrig en regulær chance for at besejre løbe i rally-VM, blandt andet fordi Citroën-teamet dengang var bedre og bilerne lige så. Men i Dakar er rollerne byttet om. Her har Mini en kolossal erfaring, og det burde komme Hirvonen til gode. Det er dog ikke det, der beskæftiger den finske kører mest, hvad der fremgår af et yderst eksklusivt telefoninterview, jeg havde lejlighed til at gennemføre med den finske rallystjerne få dage inden hans tur gik til Sydamerika. Jeg kunne selvfølgelig ikke dyme for at holde Hirvonen op på netop det forhold først i samtalen.
Well, I'm sorry. I think like thinking of the whole race in that point of view is a little bit like pointless in the way that I think for me and Sebastian, the race is you know, we are both going there the first time, and yes, of course, I'm in a very experienced team and they have won the race many times, so there's a lot more experienced drivers over there than me and Sebastian. So you know, I'm just aiming to get through the race, get the experience, and you know, then hopefully in the coming years I have a chance to return and then go and fight with the experience I can get in this year. So I think it's really nice, and it's going to be nice to fight with Sebastian over there, but that's kind of not on the main thing on my list what I'm planning to do.
Everybody will ask that question. There's a very big difference between WRC and the Dakar. I think that the Dakar is a very physical, challenging race. You have to dig in the sand, so to say, to get the car out of the sand if you are getting lost somewhere. It's a totally different race. How is your approach to that?
Yeah, I think that's kind of why I enjoy it so much as well. You know, it's going to be very physical in many ways because of the temperature, and if you get stuck, it's going to be really hard work to get on and move again. So that's one side why I'm really excited about it. I've been trying to train pretty hard to get myself ready for it. But for sure, I have a lot to learn, and there's going to be so many new situations for me in that race that I just think one at a time and try to find a solution.
How has the preparation been for you? Have you been out driving a lot in the desert?
It's quite tricky in a way. I mean, you know, you don't have so much opportunities to go and race in the desert unless you happen to live in one, like Nasser is doing, so he has a small advantage. But, you know, we had two really good tests with X-Raid in Morocco, and then we did the race in Morocco as well. I got some experience and some tips from Nasser and Nani Roma as well. But, yeah, other than that, then you just need to get into the race and get experience from there.
Og så er der spørgsmålet om at køre i store højder på toppen af Andesbjergene, hvor man kører i 4-5 kilometers højde. Jeg spurgte Mikko Hirvonen, om det var en særlig udfordring for ham.
It could be. We will see when we get there, because I've heard now from other drivers that in recent years, some drivers, even if they have done proper like training or tried to adjust their bodies for those altitudes, you never know if it's going to help, and some people, if they don't do anything, it might be completely okay, or, you know, it can go either way, and it depends on the person as well. So, for sure, going in that altitude so quickly, it might bring some surprises, and I've never done it personally so quickly, so we have to wait and see. But before, I haven't had any problems, but also, I haven't been exactly in that altitude either. So we just have to wait and see how it's going to go.
Det var en helt unik mulighed at komme til at tale med en verdensstjerne som Mikko Hirvonen så tæt på årets absolutte højdepunkt for hans vedkommende. Det skal han og BMW/Mini, som muliggjorde interviewet, have stor tak for. Også i år kan man følge Dakar, ikke bare på motorsiden.dk med statusrapporter undervejs i rallyet, men også dagligt på Eurosport, der traditionen tro bringer rapporter hver aften planlagt til kl. 23 fra verdens mest berømte rally. Og traditionen tro, kan man næsten sige, er det på ny undertegnet, der har fået ansvaret for at sætte ord på billederne. Jeg håber, at mange af jer ved højtalerne slutter jer til og følger dysten mellem bilgiganterne Mini, Peugeot og Toyota ikke mindst, der sidste år blev nummer 2 i Dakar. Som sagt, følg med, også på motorsiden.dk, præsenteret af Opel, aktuelt med den helt nye og prisbelønnede Opel Astra, nu også årets bil i Danmark 2016.